Columbus, the Fan.
Good evening, I'm Isaiah Jacob. The college football playoff is underway tonight as Alabama goes on the road to take on Oklahoma at 8. The Tide look to get their revenge after the Sooners secured the win in regular season play. Then tomorrow at noon, Miami and Texas A&M go head-to-head. Winner gets a chance to take on the Bucks on New Year's Eve. At 3:30, Ole Miss without Lane Kiffin hosts Tulane. And then at 7:30, the Oregon Ducks face off against the 12 seed James Madison. Tonight in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers host the Chicago Bulls. The Cavs look to get back on track after falling to the Bulls on Wednesday, but Donovan Mitchell is listed questionable due to illness, while Evan Mobley is listed as out. Ohio State Hoops looks to keep it rolling after their double overtime win last weekend. They now travel to North Carolina to take on the 12th-ranked Tar Heels tomorrow at 3. This update was sponsored by Whiskey War by High Bank Distillery. Drink local, drink High Bank. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh, Graham Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3.
This is the Buckeye Show.
Off and rolling here on a football-ish Friday. I am Brandon Beam hanging out with our guy Patrick Murphy of Bucknuts. We got Isaiah behind the glass tonight. Murph Dog, happy Friday to you, my friend. What's going on? Good to talk to you.
It's kind of a sad Friday for me.
Yeah, I know. It was a tough Thursday night for you and your Rams fandom, but
yeah,
they already clinched the playoff spot. It's fine. Doesn't matter. Devontae Adams, he's already been basically ruled out next week against the Falcons. Just get him healthy for the playoffs, Pat. Nothing else matters. You're fine. You're good.
Let's just talk Buckeyes.
Well, it's the Buckeye Show. You were the one coming in here with a bad attitude.
My attitude
Debbie Downer.
I walked home from the local watering hole I watched the game at just in the rain last night. Just like, I need to cool off. Like, I got home. I was just soaked. I had to take like everything
Nothing
off.
Nothing matters in my life.
Yeah, I literally in the living room had to, like your son, just strip down.
Yeah.
Let everything dry because I was just I didn't realize how much it was raining. Multiple people were like, you need to ride
home.
It
was pouring rain.
Yeah, I didn't know that until I got out there.
Like 2 o'clock in the morning last night, the monitor goes off. I go into young Willie's room and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Because we moved him from like the crib. Now he's in a big boy bed. He's like all by himself. He can do whatever he wants to in his room. And he wasn't crying or anything, but he was just like talking at 2 a.m. I'm like, all right, well, you're obviously up. Like, let me go in here and see what's going on with you. And I walk in and he just looked at me deadpans, dad, it's raining. I'm like, I know I can hear it. And I can see that it's raining outside. And I'm like, anything else you want to tell me? He's like, nope. I said, all right, we need to go back to bed. I said, okay. Put his head on the pillow, fell back to sleep in like 5 seconds, 2 a.m. Very observant. Dad, it's raining.
Yeah. He goes, there's Pat walking down the street in the rain in a Rams jersey. He looks like, is that Marshall Faulk?
There's sad Pat walking. Yep. How's everything else been other than your Rams loss last night? By the way, it was a great football game.
Yes, from a neutral standpoint, it was great. Entertaining, no doubt about it. And it's good. Tonight we get the start of the college football playoffs. So I can transition my sad footballness into excitement for meaningful playoff college football.
Yeah, I can too. I'm excited to watch tonight. You obviously get Oklahoma and Alabama tomorrow. I think everyone is going to be watching between Miami and Texas A&M. That's the noon game at Kyle Field. And then, I don't know, the 3:30 games, the 7 o'clock game. We're all 8 o'clock game. I don't know what time that Oregon James Madison game goes off. 7 or 8 o'clock. I mean, we will obviously be watching those as well. But I think the Friday night game tonight is of intrigue. And then, of course, tomorrow's game at noon. Like if you were to poll all the Ohio State fans, which game they were most looking forward to, it's that game between Texas A&M and Miami tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. And I hope that the other two games give us something a reason to watch beyond the first, you know, quarter. Yeah. First half.
Well, because if you go back to last year, like they were pretty bad games.
Yeah.
And I've said this so many times throughout this year leading into this year's playoffs. Like, remember last year's Friday night game? Like, we were all laughing at Indiana. Like, man, they shouldn't have got in the playoffs. Everyone told you they shouldn't have got in. They got their brains beat out by Notre Dame. And then it ended up being the closest game of the entire first weekend in the college football playoffs. And obviously now Indiana is the number one seed overall in the college football playoffs and boasts a 13-0 record. But I mean, they've got to be better games than what they were last year, right? I mean, every game was pretty much a absolute blowout last year in the first round.
I think these first two will be. Isaiah and I were talking before the show.
Why, you got Tulane and James Madison just running rampant tomorrow?
No.
Oh, okay.
We were talking before the show, and tonight's game might be like a rock fight, so it may not be the entertainment that we got in the NFL game last night, but I think from just a competitive standpoint, I imagine it'll be, what'd you say the spread was, like 1.5?
Yeah, one and a half.
So I imagine that'll be tight.
In favor of Oklahoma, yeah, which by the way, if Oklahoma wins tonight, they're a 9.5-point underdog against Indiana, and if Alabama wins tonight, who is the underdog this evening in Norman, they're a 6.5-point underdog against Indiana. Make that make sense to me.
I don't understand how they do any of that, so I can't even explain why Oklahoma's just a 1.5-point favorite. Like, I thought 3 points at home was
standard. Someone has to win.
Yeah, but like, I thought 3 points at home, they've already won against Alabama. Why are they only a 1.5-point favorite?
I don't know. Yes, I have no clue.
It doesn't make
Alabama
sense.
Shouldn't even be in this playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
Shouldn't be there.
But yeah, and I think tomorrow's game has the potential to be exciting, in terms of maybe a higher scoring game. And then you just, you know, could Tulane make it interesting just because of, A, they've already seen Ole Miss once this year. Mm-hmm. So this isn't
got smoked.
They did, but they also played their worst game. I mean, their quarterback threw for like 54 yards and got benched. So you hope he's better than that in this game. Obviously, we've talked about Ole Miss's coaching situation.
Yeah.
So that might end up being close. I think that one's like 16.5 or something. The Oregon James Madison game, I don't think that will be very close. Like, I haven't watched
21 point spread.
Yeah,
like
21
it's way up there.
I haven't watched much James Madison, I'm going to be honest, but I have watched a decent amount of Oregon, and
you
seem to be getting
the James
healthy.
Madison hype video. This
I
morning,
did
though.
Send you that one. I don't think that was the official James Madison hype video. By the way,
either.
There were some naughty words in it, but look, maybe they can. You know, if that video is any indication of the feelings within the James Madison program, I think maybe they'll get up for it, and we'll end up with 3-4 really good games.
We got a great show lined up for here tonight. We got a cavalcade of guests. Carpe's going to join us coming up in our next segment around 6:17. Adam King of 10 TV, he's going to join us around 6:30. Anthony Schlegel's going to join us at 7:17, and then Tony Gerdeman of Buckeye Huddle, he's going to join us at 7:30. It's a Friday before Christmas, you know. We got to make sure we get everybody in here. We got the college football playoffs starting. By the way, something to think about, we're going to do our Power 5 coming up around 6:46 a little bit later on. Power 5 favorite Christmas movies, all right? Favorite Christmas movies. That's a tough list to narrow down, but we're going to do that. We'll hit you with the pulse at 7 o'clock. Pat, what is burning in your brain today about the Buckeyes, and why is it about James Laurinaitis landing a 4-star linebacker, Quentin Cypher, for the class of 2027?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You lose a Brian Hartline, or you will lose a Brian Hartline. By the way, USF just announced Tim Beck, who we'd already heard, mm-hmm. And Mike Hartline is going to be his quarterback's coach down there. Those two are brothers.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Correct.
But I think you're losing a guy who's recruited and like done such a great job being an ambassador of this program, having played here, and you're just seeing another one kind of blossom in front of our eyes. And that's not to take anything away from Tim Walton. He's done a great job too, in terms of recruiting and working with the cornerbacks and the secondary. But I think James Laurinaitis has the Brian Hartline DNA, obviously on the other side of the ball, coaching linebackers. But you saw the way that Sonny and Arvell played mm-hmm. this year, even last year with Sonny and Cody Simon.
The de facto, yeah, I mean, he was incredible as a coach so far.
Right, and now you're starting to see the recruiting. Not that it hasn't been good, because it has, and I think Riley Pettijohn is going to be somebody that Buckeye fans are talking about here probably as early as next season.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just you're starting to stack classes, and I think that's important. So, you know, this is a kid, from my understanding, I've not seen him play, but in talking to Garrick Hodge, our recruiting guy over at Bucknuts, pretty exciting for Buckeye fans, and another big win for James Laurinaitis going down to North Carolina, pulling a guy out of there. So, I think good news for the Buckeyes. You're still a long way from signing day, so I'm always a little hesitant this early on.
Oh, what do you mean? Nothing can change now that you've committed verbally to a school. Nothing can change. You know that.
No, nothing at all. Actually, everything can change.
Yeah.
But it's a good get for now. And I think the Buckeyes, that class is like top 5, top 3 depending on where you look. So a good start, at least, for the 2027 class.
Yeah, 2027 class, Quentin Cipher, 6'2", 220 pounds, linebacker out of Millbrook in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Great hair, too.
Four-star on the composite rankings, number 192 in the country, and then number 11 in the linebacking number. But to your point, maybe, and I don't know, the guy we're going to talk to next had an awesome head of hair. Karp had a great head of hair. AJ had a great head of hair. Schlegs had a great head of hair. Quentin Cipher, if you haven't seen him, you may want to look him up, because that dude's hair, he's got some absolute lettuce on the top of his head. It's awesome. Like, it is a tremendous head of hair that that young man has.
Yeah, that was the first thing on multiple comments I saw from tweets and yeah. things like that, is like, oh, look at that hair. And then I don't think it was meant in a negative way. So, yeah, I think that doesn't hurt, given the sort of legacy that some Ohio State linebackers have had, as you mentioned.
Speaking of that guy who had an awesome head of hair, Bobby Carpenter, he's going to join us. We'll talk some Buckeyes with him. Coming up next, it's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
The only workplace in America to participate in the doorknob fart game. And we also play office basketball and sometimes do radio. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Experience Buckeye game day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans, and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, where can you get a full suite of business banking services served up by well-trained, caring employees with unquestionable integrity? It's right here at Heartland. Relationships matter. I'm Scott McComb. Come over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Where banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Picture it. Your holiday table, the family cooking together, the scent of golden brown bread, rosemary from roasted potatoes, and a salad so crisp it snaps. Spiced cider in every glass, laughter around every plate. At Kroger, we know these moments matter, and we make it easier to bring them to life with quality that's affordable in every aisle. This season, don't just host, make every moment unforgettable. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jake Diebler's Buckeyes head to Atlanta for a battle with North Carolina.
Live fan coverage starts Saturday at 2 with the Tip at 3.
Every game, every season, proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours. Presented by Experience Columbus.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A blustery finish on this Friday. Temperatures in the 20s. Wind chills in the single digits overnight, down to around 20 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Winds pick up on Saturday, but so do our temperatures, back in the mid-40s. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The best damn radio show in the land. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with my guy Pat Murphy tonight. Thanks everybody for hanging out. You can always go back on whichever podcast feed you get your podcast from. Listen to the show. Or you can go on the YouTube chat. Thanks for everybody for hanging out with us tonight. Appreciate everyone. Pat is waving. If you are not aware, if you're not watching, we are efforting one Robert Carpenter III. So we're going to get him in just a couple of minutes. I am excited to talk to him about which game he's most looking forward to, because it is a great first game. It's a great second game. And then I think, to your point, Pat, that you made a little bit earlier, maybe the quality of game dips tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening between the third and the fourth leg. But overall, I mean, you've got a great opportunity for Tulane to get revenge on Ole Miss, to do something that they weren't able to do earlier in the season. And then James Madison, like, everybody is cheering for James Madison to have a good time, but you know from experience how tough it is to go to Autzen and for a team to return home with a victory.
Yeah, that'll definitely be tough. And then you know, take the level of talent on either team. And if Oregon's healthy, I mean, they're a team that can win the national championship.
Of course they are.
Real quick, Robert Carpenter III, is that his actual legal name?
Yeah.
He is a third?
He is the third.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Anyway, back to the playoff. I think even if these second two games on Saturday, or the two later games on Saturday, are duds, like, I still think these, you know, this is what we wanted with an expanded playoff, right? We wanted games that matter throughout the season and into the postseason, more games in the postseason. And so, even if they're blowouts, like, the NFL has blowout playoff games, right?
Yes, they do.
You see it in any sport, like the NBA, MLB, the NHL. Like, they're going to be blowouts sometimes, and sometimes just sweep series and whatnot. That doesn't mean it's bad. You know, I still think, at least from my perspective, I'm still excited for all four of these games, regardless of what they end up looking like.
Yeah, I am too. I think it's going to be a great weekend of college football. Right now, we head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline, checking with our guy. He is Bobby Carpenter. Carb, what's happening? Happy Friday. Happy college football playoff day to you, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Just watching our guy Pat McAfee juice up the folks out there in Norman, Oklahoma. They got Nick Saban, who is, you know, like Benedict Arnold, rolling in for them. You know, it's a unique situation. But I think Nick kind of realizes, you know, this Oklahoma team is, they've been playing better than Alabama here the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, they beat them a couple of weeks ago as well. Can you explain this to me like I'm 5 years old? We opened up the show with this, Bob. So the winner of this game advances to play Indiana in the Rose Bowl. Oklahoma is currently a 1.5-point favorite. I know it's down in Norman. It's in Oklahoma. It's a home game for them. The game against Indiana, Oklahoma is a 9.5-point underdog, and Alabama is a 6.5-point underdog. Can you explain that to me like I am 5 years old, how that makes any sense at all?
Now, hold on. One more time.
All right. Oklahoma, 9.5-point prospective underdog against Indiana.
Yes.
All right. Bama, 6.5-point underdog against Indiana.
Well,
if they move point favorite tonight is Oklahoma.
I guess it's an even line right now, basically. Oklahoma favored by maybe a point, you said?
Point and a half, yep.
So maybe that's, you know, the 3 points essentially, plus or minus a little juice for just the home field, which it kind of feels like that might be right. I mean, they went and beat them in, Oklahoma went and beat them in Tuscaloosa there about a month ago. So I get that, but these home, you didn't go to the game last year, did you?
I did not. No, I was
I mean, it is the most, AJ said, like, anybody that played that has been there on the sidelines, like, man, this environment, the electricity, especially at a night game at a big place like that, whoo, it just gets you going, Beam. It sends chills up your spine. You know, it's an exciting prospect. So I feel like you might be getting a little extra juice for the home field.
Bobby, what's your vibe on these four games? Which one are you looking forward to the most? Which one do you think could be maybe surprise us? What do you feel about these first rounders?
It's tough. I think tomorrow night's going to be a blowout, which I'm glad. We were going to do dinner with the family this weekend. I told people, I go, I'm not against the little guys getting a shot because I think it's awesome. But the problem is, this isn't, you know, TCU with LaDainian Tomlinson or Utah with Alex Smith, you know, or Boise with the even last
Hawaii
year.
With Colt Brennan, right?
Yeah, like these, those guys all go to better schools. Mm-hmm. Like they all, like you just, what's his name? Hoover at TCU. Like he's in the portal. He's been starting there for 2 years. You know, like these guys just leave. And so it's kind of become a de facto minor league, and that kind of stinks. And then some guys boomerang and go back down that they don't have the success where they were at. And so I get that. But I think the last two, like I'm very disappointed because I want something to watch tomorrow. Like selfishly, I want to sit down tomorrow night and watch a great football game.
Bears-Packers tomorrow night, Bob.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, we all know that the Bears can't beat the Packers in a meaningful game at the end of the season.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
I mean, you've been watching those guys for long enough. They're going to take you right to the edge.
Yeah, no,
they'll take you right to the front door, and then just, you know what? Not even a good night kiss, turn around and walk inside.
I'm prepared to be disappointed, I'll tell you that much.
It's good. Get your tissues out and just be prepared to be sad. But like I don't want to sit there and be like, well, flip the Bears Packers or what Christmas movie do I want to put on? Mm-hmm. You know, I'd rather be watching like Notre Dame travel out there, or hell, even Texas or BYU or Vanderbilt. So Diego Pavia doesn't have to say F Indiana and F the Heisman voters and everything else. You know, I mean, I want to watch those. And so I've been stumping this for a while. Like I think they should give the G5 like their own tournament. Mm-hmm. And I would watch that. You know, you put it midweek and you offset it. It'd kind of be like the NIT a little bit, but except there's nothing else to watch right now. You know, what else are you watching? I mean, I was watching, what was that, RJ Noel? Was that the movie we're watching? Some sort of Santa movie I've seen a couple times. My
Violent
wife's seen
Night.
Like, what?
Violent Night.
You know what? We might have to pull up Violent Night. That's a good call. My man RJ's in the room. He's co-signing that. Violent Night, yes, Four Christmases for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, Christmas Vacation, all the hits. But I mean, I would love to watch. It's just they will replace the bowl games, Beam, essentially, like some of those. And someone was asking, like, what about like lower tier, like. You have to qualify for it if you're a bad enough Power 4 team but still have a winning record. You can get in that tournament, too.
Right.
So it's like, I wouldn't mind watching NC State play Western Michigan. I mean, Western Michigan's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Or Tulane. Or Ohio University. Or South Florida. Like, those would be good games against, I don't know, Illinois. Or schools, you know, Michigan State. Like, schools like that.
Washington.
You know? I mean, Kentucky, what? Like, I think there'd be some good games in there, and so I think that would be fun. But I'm just trying to make it so like they're playing meaningful football, and we're seeing the best of the best. And I feel like that's kind of what it should be at this point.
We got Carp with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hey, when you played here at Ohio State, you had a heck of a set of hair. AJ had one. Schlegs, he's going to join us at 7:17, actually, a little bit later on. You guys all had some manes on you. What would you rate Quentin Cypher's hair, Bob? New four-star commit out of Raleigh, North Carolina. James Laurinaitis getting another good one in the linebacker room, also with a great set of lettuce on top of his head.
Well, the thing is, he's got some curls and volume.
Yeah.
Beam that, like, AJ's and Schlegs was like poker straight. I had a little wave to mine. Like, I got a little juice to it.
Mm-hmm.
But that dude's got, like, I mean, that thing, you got to tame that thing. You might need some sort of cage and some sort of lion tamer with a whip and a chair. Like, it's got some sweet volume. It's got the ringlets. It looks good. I mean, James has brought that linebacker room back to the level that it needs to be with just elite-level players. And elite level personalities. Like Arvell and Sonny may not like act all that gregarious around everybody else, but they're some funny dudes. And you combine those guys with Peyton Pierce and Riley, and like they're even getting TJ. It's a grooming process that happens, Beam. Like guys come in, you've got to slowly introduce like new topics and new things that they might be a little uncomfortable with, but you slowly ease them into it, and then you get that brotherhood and that connectivity. And so I'm excited, and hopefully that'll happen in this case as well.
Bobby, if the 12-team playoff existed when you were playing, I think based on the rankings as they were, you guys would have made it 3 out of 4 years. How different do you think your trophy collection would look if you had a chance in those postseasons?
Gosh, who was I talking to about this the other day? someone who had played. It may have been. Oh, it was Brady Quinn, actually. Mm. We were having dinner with AJ and Brady, you know.
So the guys that, being dudes.
Yeah, well, I brought the wives up there. We went up to the village and had dinner up there. Being a place you're very familiar. My wife.
Shout out Chef Steven.
Yeah, I'm still not sure we're going to stay married because it was during that snowstorm and she was vehemently against it. And I said, we're going to persevere. We're going to push through and get on up there. But we sat down, we're having dinner, we're talking. And Brady said, he goes, you guys would have beat USC. He's like, we played you, we played them. You guys were far better than they were, especially by the end of the year. And so I look at it like this. I told someone, that 2002 team, dude, we had run out of, like, pixie dust by the end of that. Like, the end of the season. We had no more tricks left, all right? We'd blown Willis McGahee's knee out. You know, we're doing everything we can to try to beg, borrow, and steal a touchdown at the end of the game. We had nothing left. Like, our 0-3 team, and we would have gotten in. And maybe we win a game or two, but we couldn't have won every 8 days like that against high-quality teams. The 0-3 team, gosh, we'd had Reese. We probably could have. But we probably would have won a game or two, two games, probably made it to semis maybe. The 0-5 team, I think we would have won it because we were the team that lost to Penn State in Texas basically because our offense couldn't do anything. And – I mean, Schlegs. Ask Schlegs about the Penn State.
I will. I've heard his spiel.
He'll
about
tell you 146 yards or whatever it is. Yeah. I forget who Ohio State played this year was the least yards they'd allowed to somebody since Penn State.
It was Penn State. It was Penn State.
I mean, in a game, like we held them down, but we had like a turnover, a kickoff return, or a punt return, whatever. But I think that team would have probably won it because we were playing our best ball at the end of the season. So a little bit of it, just like last year, comes down to how good you get and how much you evolve and how healthy you are and everything else. So that may have boded a little better for us in that. But, you know, we probably still only get one title out of all of it. Maybe it's, you know, my fourth year versus my first year, whatever it is. But it just, you've got to be really stinking good. You've got to be deep, and ultimately, you've got to stay healthy as well.
Yeah, it's incredibly difficult to do. Bob, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on. Enjoy Violent Night or whichever Christmas movie you're going to watch tomorrow during the Bears' loss to the Packers, all right?
Oh, Coach, I'm going to watch that Bear. I'm going to watch Caleb Williams show us what he really is, Beam.
And nobody knows what that is. That's the scary part.
What he is?
We don't know. We have no clue.
He's got a little Jay Cutler in him, I think.
Yeah, he does. He's a gunslinger, isn't he?
Yeah, he'll throw you in it, he'll throw you out of it all at the same time.
Buddy, have a great weekend. Talk to you later.
Enjoy, guys.
There he goes. Carp with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Beers and Buckeyes with 10 TV's Adam King coming up here in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show on the
minutes of the Ohio State football postseason, presented by CareSource, Kroger, and Spectrum. Celebrate the culmination of the 2025 season with all of Buckeye Nation and follow along on the official athletic site. From the opening postseason kickoff to the final whistle in Miami, we have you covered. It's the 2025 Ohio State football postseason, presented by CareSource, Kroger, and Spectrum. Visit ohiostatebuckeyes.com/postseasoncentral. 2025 now for more information. Go Bucks!
You get up early on snow days because snowed in is not an option. The Kubota snow lineup of compact tractors, RTVs, and versatile attachments are built to thrive in the winter. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $6,000. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find your local Kubota dealer at BuckeyeKubotaDealers.com.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
If you still have a weird rash from jumping in Mirror Lake, we can be friends. This is the Buckeye Show.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging out here on this Friday. We're now joined in studio by the lovely Adam King of 10TV. What's up, Adam? How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to figure out technology. Ever heard of it? Not very good at it. There we go.
All right. Oh, well, I asked you earlier. I said, are you going to be in for 6:30? You said yes. You came in at 6:32. We were rushing to find you a headset.
Well, you know what's great is I with Rothman as well, I'm on at the 30 mark.
Mm-hmm. Bottom of the hour.
But there are. It's a very hit or miss thing. where like I'm doing stuff right up to that bottom of the hour.
Yeah.
And so I come a running into his segment and I've never missed it, but I've gotten close quite a few times.
You've talked a lot about running on here. The last time we had you on, you were running at the horseshoe because you had to go get something from the car.
That's right.
You were going to die.
I am still recovering from that. You know, I don't know if this is concerning. If there's any doctors that are listening, just right kind of below my rib cage on the backside, I'm having this sharp shooting pain today.
That sounds like it's a great thing.
Is I have just gotten to that age where I'm like, well,
you're a young man.
I'll figure it out.
How old are you?
I am going to be 30.
Oh, listen to him complain.
I am just... It's just like, I don't know what, it's probably my kidneys rejecting something. When you drink Diet Coke and coffee all your life, it's probably my kidneys like, we're going to need some help, big guy. You ever seen any water? But, you know, we'll figure it out.
As someone who has to have surgery on their kidney, well, actually, just below my kidney, it sounds like you might want to get that looked at.
Well, now this is serious.
Yeah, now this is...
mine's not that serious.
Well, we're worried about you. We're thinking about it.
No, I'll be fine.
Do you want me to start a GoFundMe?
I'm worried about you. You're the one in pain right now.
I'm fine.
Are you sure you're fine?
I'm fine.
What's going on in your world? Anything good?
What's going on in my world? I'm just living life. You know, it's just a different energy around the holidays. You know, you just walk in, there's music playing, everybody's smiling, laughing, having the time of the, it's just beautiful. You know, it's just a beautiful time of year.
It really is. It's also nice that you guys don't have to cover a football game either tonight or tomorrow.
Yes.
Ohio State gets an automatic bye. They're going to be in the Cotton Bowl. What's your guys' travel schedule looking like around the holidays? Cause I know it's a little bit crazy. It's a New Year's Eve game for the Cotton Bowl. Like, when are you guys leaving to head to Texas? Because I know it's a multi-day affair.
I think we're leaving on the same day. Are we not?
Yes, you and I are.
We're both leaving on Saturday. I get there at 1 o'clock on Saturday. So I'm going to be there set up. We're going to have live coverage from the media hotel. The team doesn't get there till Sunday.
What are you guys doing Saturday night?
Pat and I.
TBD.
Okay. Pat and I are going to play a lot of euchre.
All right.
A lot of euchre.
I'd have to learn how to play euchre.
That's so sad.
You don't know how to play euchre?
I do not.
Let me tell you something.
I've learned multiple times and I've forgotten.
The amount of euchre games that are played on bowl trips at past the hour of midnight is delightful.
I don't understand anybody living in Ohio that doesn't know how to play euchre.
It's a good point.
It's a very easy game to learn.
And once you know it, you can just kind of like have a conversation and still be very intense about the game, but you know, just have a nice conversation, passing out the cards, playing the game. But instead, Pat over here, every person that has ever learned euchre is like, I'm not learning. That's the most complicated game ever.
It's not.
It's not. You know, just take a minute, Pat, learn it, and then the rest of your family will finally be proud of you.
They won't, but I did learn it in high school because I had friends that would play, and I just didn't retain it, which is a problem.
What has stopped you from learning it, though?
Like,
is it too complicated? Can you not follow instructions? Like, what's going on?
Of the above?
Well, yes, but I'm also just not a big game guy. Like, my fiance Sarah will bring Monopoly Deal to the bar, and her and
can't play Monopoly. That's a banned game in our house.
Well, this is Monopoly Deal. It's just a card game.
Okay,
and I don't know if that is. It's just I don't even really know. You just follow the rules. It's simple, but she brings it to the bar, and they play it, and I'm just like, can't we just sit at the bar and do what we're supposed to do at the bar and watch no sound on TV and drink our beer?
Sidebar, you just got me there talking about watching sports on TV.
Yeah.
The bowl season has really let me down. This is peak bowl season.
I know, and it seems like nothing matters, does it?
And like, you had an opportunity on a Friday like today to have Michigan and Texas play and to have my full attention. And instead you have put that game on, what is it, New Year's Eve, when everybody else is going to be like,
it was NC State and Memphis today.
And it was an awful football game.
Slaughterfest.
I mean, growing up in the country that I loved, you would come home from school or work and there would be great football games on. And now we've got an Xbox Bowl. What are we doing? You want to know why the bowl season is collapsing?
Tell me.
Because nobody cares anymore. The Pop-Tart Bowl would have been great to play today.
Yep.
I would have been locked in. I wouldn't have missed a minute. I have a job to do, and I would have ignored that just to watch the Pop-Tart Bowl.
I would have been 2 minutes late for my radio
interview.
That's
right. Instead, I look, and it's NC State versus Memphis. It's 31-7. Why? I'm watching College Game Day right now. I understand we've got Oklahoma, Alabama. Great game tonight. push that game to Saturday. Give me a good bowl game tonight. Tomorrow, we've got, think about
or
this.
Or play it at 5 o'clock. Play this game at 5 o'clock.
Exactly. Exactly. Because instead, I've got to watch a great bowl game at noon, Miami versus Texas A&M, and then sit through Tulane and Ole Miss and JMU Oregon. What are we doing?
How would you fix the college football playoff?
How would I fix it?
Yeah, if you were commissioner of college football.
I'll tell you this, and this is apparently not a popular opinion. I wouldn't add one more team. Enough. Why are we arguing over the 12th best team in the country?
Great question.
It is idiotic that Notre Dame threw a fit over being the 13th best team in the country. We think that if Notre Dame gets in, they could have won the national title. Sure. Don't lose two games.
I agree with you.
I mean, in the NFL, nobody's sitting there in week 18 going, we deserve to get in. No, they have their set amount of teams. Don't lose math.
It's math at the end of the day.
It's so obnoxious. And everyone's like, well, we're going to make it 24 teams. Guess what? Then the 25th team is going to be boycotting the Holiday Bowl. Like, you know, I'm thinking back to the true bowl season, and I'm thinking of Michigan playing South Carolina and Jadavian Clowney.
Just ripping some dude's head off.
Like that, it used to be a daily occurrence, and now it's just, you've lost me. Give me that back. I want it back. Yesterday there wasn't a football game until 9 o'clock at night. It was a Thursday of holiday season. Give me something at 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Let me put it on the television, the old telly, you know? Let me see a little Western Michigan facing off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll watch.
How do you think Adam feels about bowl season,
I think he loves it, and he wants it back, what I think.
One of my favorite things in the world was bowl season. Capital One Bowl Mania.
Do you blame the college football playoff for taking it away from you?
No, I blame everybody that overthinks the world of college football.
Fair.
I am fine with a 14 playoff. I'm fine with the 12-team playoff. Do not just stop it. Just stop. And with the 12th team, I'm fine if you want to make the first round games a home game and then the second round games can also be a home game. Mm-hmm. They just have the semifinal at a bowl setting.
With that.
And then the championship at the championship game. And just rotate them every year. And you know what that does? That allows for the Sugar Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl to still be good games for teams not in the playoff. Hey, you know what? Congratulations, Texas and Michigan. You're going to the Fiesta Bowl.
Great.
You didn't make the playoff, but you get to go to the Fiesta Bowl. People will watch.
Anything else you would like to say?
I'm out of breath.
That was a very good take, Adam. What's burning in your brain about the Buckeyes right now, as we're a little under 2 weeks away now from Ohio State taking on either Texas A&M or Miami in the Cotton Bowl?
I don't think they can play both.
I don't think they can either.
I'm just very intrigued as to what we're going to see. I understand we wanted to give them some time away from talking, and we'll get to hear from them on Monday, but I don't think I've ever had more questions leading up to a game.
What's your biggest question right now?
What does their schedule look like? I have been firm on the fact that I would play a scrimmage tomorrow. I would, just as you do in fall camp, I would have a full go scrimmage, good on good. Obviously, you don't want to get anybody hurt, and I understand
that. Like tomorrow.
So Texas A&M Miami are playing at noon. You scrimmage at noon.
9 a.m.
Yeah, there you go. Scrimmage at 9 a.m., and then you get together and you watch that Texas-Miami game. Texas A&M Miami. And like, because I'm just so curious about what's the mojo inside the Woody right now. I know that they're going to be prepared, knowing that the other teams lost last year that got a bye. I know they're ready for that. But I would just like to know, what is the current state mentally of the team, and how are they treating? Because once we talk to them on Monday, everything is going to be game prep. They're going to know their team. What did the last 2 weeks look like? And did they have that private meeting that they had after the Michigan game last year?
I don't know.
These are the questions. You know what? I'm going to. All right?
I'm holding you to that.
All right.
You have to ask it.
I can't promise I'll ask it.
Also, Sarah texted me, my fiance, who's a nurse. She said it sounds like a kidney issue.
Could be kidney stones.
That doesn't sound fun.
You know, it's fine. Quit drinking Diet Coke.
Yeah, maybe some more water.
I've had water today. I don't know if I've had water.
Water. Here, Beam's got a big jug.
That's interesting. I do not think that I've had water today.
Change that when you get out there.
That could be a problem.
Yeah, maybe you need to drink some more water.
When are you just drinking water?
Literally
all day.
Yeah, all the time.
You just drink water.
Yeah, I left my water bottle on the
car. When do you drink water? Or does it ever like cross your mind that you need to
do it? I drink water in a very interesting way. I get incredibly thirsty for water. Like once every 3 days. Like my body is like, hey, We're going to need to take a pit stop out of the fridge and get some water.
My kidneys hurt. You need to drink some water.
And now that I think about it, I've had zero drops of water today. I don't think I drank any water yesterday. That may be... if you could have water or you could have coffee. You're picking coffee. If you could have water or you could have coffee.
Depends on what time of the day. You've never had coffee? That's a crazy statement.
I saw a thing today that was Shaq and Tom Brady. Yeah. And they were asking if it was white people blank or black people blank. And drinking water, they unanimously said, was a white people thing. So, Adam, you're a white man. You got it. You got to get on the water.
I got to get on it. I can't believe you never had coffee.
That's crazy. No. That's crazier than Adam not having
water. I've had five cups of coffee today.
I know. That's why you're screaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what you got to do. You got to come in here jazzed up, ready to get your air your complaints out.
All right. Get out of here and drink some water, okay?
All right. I'm going to go chug a glass of water.
10 TVs, Adam King with us. Power 5 favorite Christmas movies coming at you next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
As a former 26 Buckeye Cruise for Cancer sets sail on the Silver Sea Silver Ray, it's an intimate ship with an even better experience. It's all-inclusive of beverages, shore excursions, taxes, and gratuities. Sail to bucket list ports like the Grand Turk, St. Martin, and St. Thomas. With Buckeye greats including Ryan Day, Bobby Carpenter, A.J. Hawk, the Boren Brothers, Ezekiel Elliott, Ryan Shazier, and more. Sailing from Fort Lauderdale, February 17th through the 20th. Call 614-792-6204 to book today.
Toyota Thon is on, and there's no better way to get in the spirit of the season than with a new Toyota. Now through January 5th, get 4.75 APR financing on any remaining new 25 RAV4 or RAV4 Hybrid. Or lease a new gas-powered RAV4 LE for $279 a month for 39 months with $39.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
New creamy parm pizzas are now at Donato's. A decadent new sauce on two delicious new pizzas. Try the crave-worthy chicken veggie parm with roasted chicken, fresh veggies, and that rich creamy parm base. Or the savory bacon spinach parm, where smoky bacon meets fresh spinach for parm pizza perfection. Craving something different? Create your own creamy parm pizza today. Donato's. Gotta love more.
Attention Columbus. Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000 plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio, visit our website at town-properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
We here at The Fan want to make your mornings as enjoyable as possible. That's why we bring you T-Bone and Tybus, a delightful blend of sports conversation and laughter. A show so good you'll forget all about your dead-end job and underachieving children. Maybe you saved a lot of money to send them to private school, and then your daughter shacks up with some dude named Fuzz. And you can't tell if your wife's angry or not because she's had so many filler shot in her face that it can't move anymore. Anyway, T-Bone and Tybus, it's good.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Ryan Day's favorite radio show. Probably. Maybe. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
I just want to let you know before we get to the Power 5 that we here on The Buckeye Show brought to you by our great friends over at CareSource and United Healthcare. Thanks everybody for hanging out tonight. You can always go back and listen to the podcast. Carp joined us a little bit earlier in the 6 o'clock hour talking some playoffs. Adam King of 10 TV just joined us in our last segment.
Did a lot of yelling.
He did a lot of yelling.
Drinks too much coffee.
But I think he had some good ideas.
Oh, absolutely.
It needs to be refined maybe a little bit. But I think he had some good ideas about the playoff.
Yep.
You want to rank some things?
I'd love it.
Let's do it.
It's time for the Buckeye Show's Power 5.
All right, Power 5. We've got Christmas coming up here next week. So being inspired by that, Power 5 favorite Christmas movies coming up. I'll start number 5 for me. It's an OG. I watched it all the time as a kid. I know that people have a love-hate relationship with this movie. It's A Christmas Story for me. All right. The 24 hours of A Christmas Story that they do. I don't know if it's on TNT or TBS or whatever it is.
I think it's on both.
Is it?
I think they do it on
now
both.
Now they've just simulcast. Doubled it down. Yeah. They've simulcast that. Number five for me is A Christmas Story. It's iconic. It's classic. And Kevin De Bruyne made a really good appearance as a child actor in that movie. If anybody gets that reference, thank you. If you watch soccer, he is the bully in that movie. But that's an all-timer to me. Dad, mommy, daddy's gonna kill Ralphie. It's just such a great line. Number five for me. It's a Christmas story.
He'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah. Come on, kid. You're gonna shoot your eye out.
Yeah. I'm going to go Die Hard at five. I asked you if Die Hard counted. I know that's a big debate. I'm counting it.
It either is or it isn't.
Yep.
And I'm not here to debate anybody whether you want to count Die Hard as a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Great movie just on its own. And then if you add in the Christmas component, which it does take place around Christmas.
True.
It did come out in July, though.
Christmas in July. June.
Yeah, something like that. It came out in the summer. But yeah, Die Hard. I mean, who doesn't love Bruce Willis running around on broken glass shoeless?
What screams Christmas more
exactly,
to you? Than
exactly.
That? Isaiah?
Number five spot for me is Elf. Sneaks into the top five. Good old Will Ferrell. If it doesn't feel like a top five for me without it. And I did struggle to keep it in there. It almost slipped out, but I'm going to keep it in for now.
I'm actually going to go Elf number four.
Perfect.
I've got Elf in there. Congratulations. World's best cup of coffee. I think it's a fantastic movie. I think it's great. It's probably the youngest one on the list, maybe. I do have another one at number one. I don't know exactly which year that this came out. But Elf is in top five for me for sure. Buddy, I hope you find your dad. There's lines to it. I agree with you, Isaiah. Elf has got to be in the top five somewhere, and it's right below or ahead of A Christmas Story for me. I think it's iconic. I think it's great. Elf is number four.
For me, Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon, mm-hmm. where it all kind of started with that whole family. Just a wild movie. Every time I see it, there's like new things that pop up, and I'm like, oh, I've never noticed that before. But those
wanna
all
say grace.
just those National Lampoon movies back then.
To the flag.
All of those movies were fantastic, and it's great to have a Christmas one.
Isaiah?
Four spot for me is A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
We're talking Scrooge with the Jim Carrey animated version. I didn't watch this for the first time until just a couple years ago, and it has slowly crept into a yearly watch for me. And anything Jim Carrey is gonna go for me.
You're in?
Oh, I love Jim Carrey.
I may know where you're headed then in this direction with your top three. Mm-hmm. If you're into Jim Carrey, I'm kind of putting one and two together, maybe making three. Number three for me has got to be, it's not the Jim Carrey Grinch, but it is the OG Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. William loves it, absolutely like admires the Grinch. His birthday in March was Grinch-themed. It's a year-round thing for us. We have the book I Am Max, which is the backstory on the Grinch's dog and how they walk in the Mount Crumpet snow. It's got to be the OG Grinch number three for me, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Terrific. Fantastic. Not the Jim Carrey one, though. Not the Jim Carrey.
Specify that.
Jim Carrey Grinch does not get into the top five for me. So OG Grinch is number three.
You guys want to hear something that's going to make you sad?
Never seen The Grinch?
I have seen it, but I'm sure I saw the animated one as a child at mm-hmm. some point. But I just for the first time saw the Jim Carrey one last Christmas.
You're joking.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. Sarah had me watch it and she would react the same way. And I know I've probably seen the animated one. I know the story, but
Yeah, he doesn't like the Who's.
He does not.
And his heart is two sizes
Sydney
too who? Small. Cindy Lou Who.
Cindy Lou Who. There
yes,
you go.
Correct.
My number three is A Christmas Story. You already touched on a decent part of that, but yeah, I mean, just classic. Like you said, they play it for 24 hours, 9 p.m. on Christmas Eve to 9 p.m. on Christmas Day. No other Christmas movie can say that.
Agreed.
Yeah, so I almost thought about moving it up higher, but there's two more that I like a little bit more.
I'm slipping Home Alone in at three. I'll be the first one to mention it.
Yeah, great. It's great. I did not put it on my list.
Left it out.
I left it out because I didn't even realize it was a Christmas movie, but to your point, it is terrific.
Wait, what?
I never really crossed my mind that it's a Christmas movie until this very second.
What do you think they're doing?
Well,
they leave for Christmas.
I know they do, but
they go to Paris
for Christmas. And they forget Kevin.
And then they come back and there's presents.
Yeah.
You just never put two.
I didn't even think about it that it was a Christmas movie.
It's a lot of action for a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Well, Joe Pesci Die never Hard. Stood a
chance. And they're very similar. They are.
Yeah. He walks on tacks in that one.
He does. Number two, it was good, Isaiah. I'm glad that you put that in there because, again, that got left off my list because I had no idea that that was a Christmas movie. Number two for me, it's got to be Christmas Vacation. It's an all-timer, the Griswold family, Uncle Eddie, the shenanigans that they get into. I think I trend more in life towards an Uncle Eddie. Meredith's dad, God rest his soul, his nickname was Clark because he did act like Clark Griswold in that movie. And Christmas Vacation's got, it's way up the list for me. It's number two.
My number two, It's a Wonderful Life. Just watched it the other night. That it's just like the classic, you know. Mm-hmm. We actually watched the redone version in color, but it used to just be black and white, which it was how I knew it, but we saw a color version and I was like, let's see how this goes. It was different for sure. Sarah had never seen, well, actually we tried to start watching it a couple years ago, Christmas at her parents' house, and she fell asleep. And so the other night we watched it. It's, you know, just, it's a very different vibe than a lot of these that we've been talking about. It's
true.
Pretty sad because the guy's about to kill himself and then they show him. One of the first sort of like time dystopian, or dystopian's not the word, but like time altering movies, apparently. Mm-hmm. I just learned this the other day. And I don't know. I love it.
Isaiah.
I'm going completely different. Tim Allen, the Santa Claus.
Okay.
Not one, not two, but the third one.
Oh, okay. No.
I like a little Jack Frost in there.
Boy.
That's my number two spot.
All right.
And every year for me.
Listen, you get to pick whatever you want. It's your
Thank
top
you.
Five.
Thank you.
You can't be wrong. You can't be right. Well, you can be right, but you can definitely be wrong. Number one for me is Four Christmases. I'm from a split family. And so I showed this to my wife last year. She had never seen it. This is my life. Four Christmases is my life because we have to plan out our holiday schedule. And now having a child, it's like, all right, we need like a month before any major holiday. We need to parcel out the time. So Four Christmases to me is got to be number one on my list. That is my life. I understand it. I get it. Vince Vaughn, this is me shutting down emotionally. This is me shutting off. I get it. Four Christmases has got to be number one for me.
I've never seen that one.
It's great.
All right. I'll keep it on the
list.
John
Favreau's in it. He's terrific.
I like him.
You'll like it.
Okay. Home Alone's my number one. Just as a kid, we watched that all the time. I love Home Alone 2 also. But
Christmas movie, Home Alone 2?
Yes, it's still Christmas. Okay. They're just in New York City this time.
Similar concept, actually.
The Home Alone 2, I think, had the appeal for me because of the Walkman that he has. Mm-hmm. I had one of those. Like, that was the coolest thing as a kid. I don't know why. It just records your voice, and now I use those things all the time. But those were awesome.
For me, the one spot, Jim Carrey, The Grinch.
Yeah. I figured you were going there when you said Jim Carrey. Anything Jim Carrey,
it's so good. His performance in it. It makes the whole, like, him being the Grinch makes it for me. I like the plot and whatnot, but just his humor, all the lines from it, I can quote it all day. I love that one.
Adam King's top five, by the way, Power Five Christmas movies, because he wanted to make sure that we said this. Number five for him was Elf. Number four was Four Christmases. Number three was Christmas Vacation. Number two, Jingle All the Way.
Arnold.
And then number one was It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Said it
yeah.
makes him cry every time.
Every time. Can I throw two honorable mentions in?
Sure.
All right, Just Friends, which is...
Yes, Sarah, it almost made my list.
Yeah, Sarah's favorite movie, like, of all time. Wow. We watched it on, like, our fifth date, so it's a pretty good one. Fat Ryan Reynolds. He's in, like, a fat suit, but that's funny. And then Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay, good.
The newer one with the girl who played Matilda.
Okay. Anything else? Any other honorable mentions for favorite Christmas movies?
No, I think we covered it.
Die Hard 2? Die Hard with
Die
Vengeance?
Die Hard 2 is not a Christmas movie.
Gremlins?
Gremlins is on this list that I was looking up as I was going through, and I haven't seen Gremlins in a long time, but I think it does take place around Christmas.
College football playoff gets going here in an hour. We're going to do our brackets in the college football pulse coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Bo Bishop is a media legend. We have no idea where the other guys came from. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
This holiday season.
For RV wholesalers, peace of mind. That's what you get when purchasing your next RV from RV Wholesalers. With every new RV purchase, Ohio residents receive the exclusive Buckeye Service Guarantee. If your RV is in the shop, RV Wholesalers will give you a free loaner. Also with a Buckeye Service Guarantee, you'll receive free delivery in the state of Ohio and 3-day RV exchange. That's the exclusive
Buckeye Service Guarantee. Only at RV Wholesalers in Lakeview, Mansfield, Delaware, and RVW.com. RV Wholesalers, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Tis the season to be hungry at Roosters. That's why for every $50 spent on Roosters gift cards, you'll receive a $10 Rooster Buck back in your stocking. May your holidays be filled with friends and family, love and laughter, and of course, Roosters Wings. Go to roosterswings.com today or drop by any Roosters location to purchase your $50 holiday gift cards and receive a $10 Rooster Buck in return. Happy holidays from all of us at Roosters. Roosters, a fun casual joint.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Already prepping for next week's matchup? Get your best rest yet with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's and choose from Pillow Soft plush dual feel and extra firm mattresses with Bob-O-Pedic memory foam that will have you dreaming of game day in no time. So shop in-store or online to score the latest in affordable luxury mattresses without the luxury price tag. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus, The Fan.
Good evening, I'm Isaiah Jacob. The college football playoff is underway tonight as Alabama goes on the road to take on Oklahoma at 8. The Tide look to get their revenge after the Sooners secured the win in regular season play. Then tomorrow at noon, Miami and Texas A&M go head-to-head. Winner gets a chance to take on the Bucks on New Year's Eve. At 3:30, Ole Miss without Lane Kiffin hosts Tulane. And then at 7:30, the Oregon Ducks face off against the 12-seed James Madison. Tonight in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers host the Chicago Bulls. The Cavs look to get back on track after falling to the Bulls on Wednesday, but Donovan Mitchell is listed questionable due to illness, while Evan Mobley is listed as out. Ohio State Hoops looks to keep it rolling after their double overtime win last weekend. They now travel to North Carolina to take on the 12th ranked Tar Heels tomorrow at 3. This update was sponsored by the BMI Federal Credit Union. Get a holiday loan and choose loan amounts from $1,000 to $5,000. Visit BMIFCU.org/holiday loan for details. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
4 out of 5 dentists recommend this show. The other dentist is a Michigan fan. Yuck. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Hour number 2 for us here on this lovely Friday. Coming up this hour, busy hour for us. 7:17, the venerable Anthony Schlegel, he's going to join us. And then at 7:30, Tony Gerdeman of Buckeye Huddle. He will join the program towards the bottom of the hour to talk some Buckeyes. Right now, let's do some picking, shall we?
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
All right, we're just going to do these first games in order of which they are being played this weekend. Tonight, as Isaiah mentioned there right in the update, down in Norman, Oklahoma, the number 9 seed Alabama on the road against OU. Oh, yeah.
Different one.
I know it is. To take on Oklahoma tonight, Pat. 8 o'clock game this evening. 9-8 seed game. Winner takes on Indiana in the Rose Bowl. Who you got, lads? Who you going with tonight?
Oklahoma. Alabama doesn't belong in this bracket.
Okay. Isaiah?
I'm going Crimson Tide. They've gotten a lot of hate recently. It feels only right that they're going to come back and actually get the win.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Alabama, too. I know that they shouldn't be in this bracket. But they are, and they're still Alabama, and I haven't been a believer in Oklahoma all year long. I should be, but I'm still not, for whatever reason. And I hope they do prove me wrong tonight. Like, I will be cheering for Oklahoma when this game settles in. I think it's going to be a rock fight. It's going to be a defensive effort, but I'm going Alabama. Isaiah, you're going Bama. Pat, you are going Oklahoma. Tomorrow at high noon down at Kyle Field, the number 7 Aggies of Texas A&M host the 10th seeded Hurricanes of Miami, who had a gigantic leap over Notre Dame in the last college football playoff rankings. Tomorrow, high noon, Pat, who are you taking? Texas A&M, Miami winner, goes to the Cotton Bowl to take on the Buckeyes.
I wouldn't be surprised either way. I think ultimately, though, and I've said this a few times this week, but I think Miami's ceiling is higher. Okay. I just think if Carson Beck's on his game, they've got some weapons. At his best, I think he's the better quarterback in this game. So I'm going to go with Miami. Again, wouldn't be surprised if Texas A&M wins, especially at home. But I think, look, Miami has something to prove that they belonged in this, given what you just said. That
they were the best team in college football. At least they were mentioned as that in the middle of the season.
Yeah. So, two losses that were not good. Don't get me wrong. But I still think that they have the talent there. What Mario Cristobal's built in the trenches is impressive. And if they can get it going, I think that they can roll on to face the Buckeyes in the Cotton Bowl.
Isaiah?
I'm feeling very similar to Pat. I feel like you said, the ceiling's higher for Miami. I feel like Carson Beck, he's played in big games before. Marcel Reed, we haven't quite seen that. Even with A&M playing an SEC schedule this year, Bam. It was like a mini SEC schedule. Wasn't a big boy one like Georgia played. Mm-hmm. And so for that reason alone, I feel like if Beck's on his game and they come into this one ready to rock and roll, the Canes could be pretty dangerous. So I'm picking them because I do want them to win. I think that if they do win the first game against A&M, the Carson Beck's magic will only last so long and it will run out against the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I think it's a good thought from you guys. I just think that home field is going to be rocking. And I think Miami really lucked out by this not being the night game tomorrow. Because if it was an 8 p.m. game...
It's 11 a.m. Central time.
I know it's 11 a.m. Central. But you know what? It doesn't matter because those fans are still going to be ready to go. So you guys both pick Miami. I'm actually going to go with A&M. I think the home team wins in this game. And I think it's a pretty decisive victory for Texas A&M. I just don't trust Miami at all. Whenever it comes to big time situations, they always seem to crumble. So with that being said, I'm going with A&M. Tomorrow at 3:30, Tulane versus Ole Miss. A rematch from a very lopsided game early on in the regular season. Pat, 11-seeded Tulane or number 6-seeded Ole Miss, who is, of course, without their former head coach, who's now at LSU.
I'm going to go Ole Miss, but I do think it will be closer than that first game. I think Tulane can hang around a little bit more than they did. Again, they have something to prove, as does James Madison, that they've heard all the talk, right, going into this, that these two teams don't belong in this playoff. But I think, Ole Miss, just talent-wise, too much. I think that can overcome the coaching. But I do think the coaching situation will play its part and allow Tulane to keep this thing closer than it was when they met early in the year.
I've got Ole Miss as well, but I think that they're going to run it up. I think that they are going to take this opportunity. They lost Lane Kiffin, but I think they're going to try to prove a point that they're still the team that made the playoff.
The Pete Golding era.
So I think if they have the opportunity to, which I think they will against Tulane, I think this one will get out of hand.
I think it's a clean sweep for us. All three of us are going Ole Miss. I don't want to speak for you guys, but tomorrow at 7:30, James Madison travels cross country to go to Autzen Stadium against Dan Lanning and a very good Oregon football team. I, for one, am taking the Ducks in that game tomorrow. I don't know about you, but I'm taking Oregon.
How much of this game do you think you'll watch while the Bears are on?
Probably not a lot.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
I am also... The Bears are... You say main screen games?
Yeah.
The Bears are going to have my full attention.
Yeah, I bet. I bet they will. They may have my full attention, too. I also am taking the Ducks, who I think health-wise, if they are healthy, like I said earlier, could be a sneaky national title contender.
Blowout win for the Ducks.
Clean sweep there. All right, let's go to the Capital One Orange Bowl. This game being played at high noon on January 1st. The winner of James Madison and Oregon. So all three of us, we have Oregon advancing to Oregon versus Texas Tech, the 4-seed versus the 5-seed. I think the Ducks continue to roll. I think what Ohio State did last year and having a home game propels them to a victory. I think Texas Tech is a very good team, but I also think Oregon is the third best team in the country. So I'm going to go with the Ducks.
Quack, quack.
Yeah? Yep. Oregon for you, too?
Yep. Keep all on right. rolling.
I've been flipping and flopping on this game.
I have, too, kind of.
But I think I've landed on Oregon. I'm going to go with the Ducks.
All right, so all three of us are going to Oregon to go to the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl to take on the winner of either Alabama or Oklahoma in this game on January 9th. You guys picked Oklahoma in this game?
I had Bama.
I picked Oklahoma.
Yeah, all right. Pat, you picked Oklahoma.
Correct.
Isaiah and I, we both picked Alabama. The winner of Alabama-Oklahoma faces off with Indiana and the Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of them all, 4 o'clock January 1st, New Year's Day, between Alabama and, or Oklahoma and Indiana for you. Who are you taking, Pat?
I'm going with the Hoosiers. We were talking before this, though. Isaiah posed the question, like, would we be surprised? Would we be shocked, I think is how you phrased it, right? That if Indiana lost that game, and I guess, like, there's just still that idea of Indiana and, like, sort of overachieving this year, even though this is the second year they've been in the playoff. They haven't won a game yet, but I think this team's too good. I don't think, even Oklahoma beating Alabama, I don't think Oklahoma's that good of a team, as you said earlier.
Okay.
So I think the Hoosiers roll the semis.
Isaiah?
I'm going Hoosiers as well, but wouldn't be shocked if the Tide rolled them.
Yeah, agreed with that. I think Alabama, Indiana, not in our wildest dreams would we have ever thought that that was going to be the Rose Bowl game.
No.
And the college football playoff quarterfinals, but I will take Indiana as well. Tulane and Ole Miss, we all picked Ole Miss to win that game. They take on Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, 8 o'clock on January 1st. Dogs, I think I got to go with the Dogs. It's going to be an SEC affair. I think the Pete Golding era gets off to a good start in their first game tomorrow, but I think Georgia is one of the hottest, if not the hottest team in college football right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Georgia. I don't think this is an all-time great Georgia team. I think they're very talented. They're good. They're getting better as the season's gone on, but I do think that they are certainly good enough to beat an Ole Miss team without a head coach.
Well, they do have a head coach.
They don't.
Yes, they do. They hired Pete Golding.
No. Their head coach from the start is, they didn't fire their head coach. That's just left. True.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going Dogs as well. I think that 3 seed really is a good spot. You get that Ole Miss matchup in the second round. Not that I don't think Ole Miss could be fun, but I think Georgia's going to take advantage of them.
All right, so I have Texas A&M advancing. You guys both have Miami advancing tomorrow against the Buckeyes, of course, New Year's Eve, 7:30 p.m. I think Ohio State wins that game regardless in the Cotton Bowl. Even though I have Texas A&M winning this game, and that's going to be right in their backyard. They did the same thing to Texas last year, so it doesn't really matter to me.
Yep, Buckeyes. Look, I don't know who's... I mean, I guess we saw Indiana sort of paint a blueprint of how you beat this team. You somehow hold them to, what was it, 10 points?
Yep.
So
the haunted 13-10 score.
Yeah, I don't think that happens again because I think they will have figured out the red zone issues. If Ohio State hadn't been able to move the ball, this might have scared me a little bit more just because I think Georgia has, you know, they do have some guys. But I think Ohio State will have figured out a solution to some of these red zone issues. And I think this defense is just the best in the country. And that's going to, they're going to ride that to the, what do we got? This is the semis. So the national championship game again.
Yeah, I'm taking the Buckeyes as well. I think they're going to roll through. If it is Miami, I think Carson Beck is going to have a horrible game.
All three of us took the Ducks in the Texas Tech versus Oregon matchup against number 1 seed Indiana. Upset for me, I'm picking Oregon to go to the national championship game. I'm taking Oregon to square off with Ohio State in the Natty.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Yeah, I think...
Wow!
I think, look, we saw the revenge plot last year, right? When Ohio State played Indiana, or excuse me, Ohio State played Oregon in the playoff. I think that I was talking to our Indiana guy before the Big Ten championship game at 24/7 Sports, and he said, like, look, if Indiana can just win a game and get to the semifinal, that's probably good enough for the Hoosiers. Now, you obviously want to win a national championship. The team won't think that way, but I think Oregon motivation.
Number one team in college football, man.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Yeah. But I'm picking the Ducks, as you are.
I know, I am too, Isaiah.
I'm also picking the Ducks. I didn't want to have us all agree. No. I was hoping it would just be me that was picking the Ducks.
You wanted to be the smartest guy in the room.
I did, but you two did the same thing as me, and I was like, should I flip-flop and do something I don't believe in? I couldn't do it.
Add it to the ammo.
I think it's going to be the Ducks. I think they've been slept on. I think they get them the second time around. I can't not be honest. I think the Ducks get them.
Signetti's going to be playing this segment in their locker room.
I hope he's not. He's got bigger fish to fry. Our national champion picks? Well, you're just going to have to find out maybe a little bit later. Anthony Schlegel, he's going to join us. He'll fire you up for the weekend coming up next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
A lot of hosts have been on our airways in the past 30 years. Some good, some bad, some really bad. Anyway, sorry for that. The Fan.
Hey, Columbus.
Experience Buckeye game day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans, and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
Don't miss a minute of the Ohio State football postseason presented by CareSource, Kroger, and Spectrum. Celebrate the culmination of the 2025 season with all of Buckeye Nation and follow along on the official athletic site. From the opening postseason kickoff to the final whistle in Miami, we have you covered. It's the 2025 Ohio State football postseason presented by CareSource, Kroger, and Spectrum. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/postseasoncentral2025 now for more information. Go Bucks!
You get up early on snow days because snowed in is not an option. The Kubota snow lineup of compact tractors, RTVs, and versatile attachments are built to thrive in the winter. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find your local Kubota dealer at BuckeyeKubotaDealers.com. New creamy parm pizzas are now at Donato's. A decadent new sauce on two delicious new pizzas. Try the crave-worthy chicken veggie parm with roasted chicken, fresh veggies, and that rich creamy parm base. Or the savory bacon spinach parm, where smoky bacon meets fresh spinach for parm pizza perfection. Craving something different? Create your own creamy parm pizza today. Donato's. Gotta love more.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news. We're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
The best outcomes for treating cancer come from early detection and early diagnosis.
The James Cancer Diagnostic Center at Ohio State
is designed to provide rapid evaluation and a clear diagnosis.
We are transforming care by giving patients direct access.
The cancer experts who study and treat cancer every day.
If you think you have cancer, the choice is clear.
Choose the James Cancer Diagnostic Center.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A little breezy out there with a couple of flurries. Temperatures in the low 20s on this Friday. Overnight down to around 20 degrees with partly cloudy skies and decreasing winds. Will be a bit warmer on your Saturday with more clouds and a bit breeze in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-40s. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
It's time for your daily dose of vitamin B. B stands for Buckeyes, just in case that wasn't clear. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Efforting the venerable Anthony Schlegel. He might join us, he might not. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing on a Friday. I know he's training people a little bit earlier. Not sure if he's driving home, what he's up to. He's always back there. I never know what he's doing. So Schlegs, he may or may not be on Schlegs. The program tonight.
Schlegs, what are you doing?
The meatloaf. 7:30 coming up here in about 10 minutes. Tony Gerdeman of Buckeye Huddle. He's going to join the program. And we will talk some Ohio State football with him. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for the playoffs to begin this evening, Pat?
11?
Yeah.
At least. It's honestly, and I thought, Adams was talking about the bowl games. Like, I've had them on and stuff, but
haven't really been watching though.
Yeah, like not really dialed in to any of them. I've tried to pay attention, but I've also been working on some stuff. I've been watching A&M in Miami, so this is like the end of sort of the missing of some college football. Like, And it's just weird. Like some of these matchups, like we were talking about, you know, it's just not what it used to be, as Adam articulated. So I'm excited for all of these games because they have meaning and hopefully they are at least somewhat competitive.
Yeah, I'm with you. Right now we head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. We do have our guy. He is Anthony Schlegel. Schlegel, great to talk to you, buddy. I know it's been a while. How fired up
goodness, what in the Sam Dickens?
How fired up do you think the Texas A&M fans... What are you doing? You getting out of the car? How fired up do you think those...
I'm getting in the car. I missed the first call. I was pumping gas. I forgot that you were calling me.
Hey, that's
hey man,
right.
I've just been swinging. I've just been going. My sensors are all beeping. My windows were frozen. I don't know what the hell is going on, but all are Buckeyes.
Yeah, I don't either. I have no clue what's going on. It's Friday night. It's happy hour for most folks. How excited... You're a Texas guy. How excited do you think the Texas A&M fans are going to be tomorrow for a home game as they host Miami? Winner, get the Buckeyes down in Dallas in the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be electric. That's the one game that I wish was at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it would have been fantastic with the other two games, but I understand they didn't want to compete with the NFL, so you put it at noon, terrible, but whatever. I mean, hell, honestly, how significant are the other games? They're on TNT. Dynamite, you know what I mean? I think Shaq's on the desk.
Yeah.
Which would be quite comical. It's awesome. Those guys are fantastic. But I'm interested to see what their take is on games. But no, Texas A&M, I think it's going to be a good game. There's a lot of things we're talking on the Bobby Carpenter show of mm-hmm. who people want to face in the Cotton Bowl. Both have their pros and cons and different matchups, you know, that you'd like to see. But, you know, tomorrow's game is really going to come down to Carson Beck, in my opinion. Like, both teams have been very inconsistent against teams that they should beat. Miami having lost to SMU on the road in Dallas. You know, A&M at home being down 28 to South Carolina. Though they were preseason ranked 13, you know, they at that time were like... So, you know, I'm interested to see who comes out, who shows out tomorrow.
Anthony, we were just going through the bracket, doing our predictions, and we all picked Oregon to upset Indiana in the semifinals. How much do you
really?
Yeah, how much do you buy the Hoosiers?
That's why.
In this, and would you have them being back in the national champion or being in the national championship game? I should say.
I'll tell you this. I mean, I think people have been. There's so many interesting things that are going on in the playoffs. We got at Ohio State. You know, Brian being able to split time and. Mm-hmm. That collective think tank that is the Ohio State offensive coaching staff, what does that look like? Learning from lessons learned in last week's game, or a couple weeks ago game versus Indiana. Indiana is the one team that, and Georgia, let's see, of the main ones, Texas Tech, but everybody else has had some type of coaching attrition. And what does that look like? Both Oregon's offensive coordinators have now taken new head coaching jobs.
Yeah.
I coached with Tosh down in Jacksonville, going to be a phenomenal coach at Cal, can recruit his absolute face off, really good developer. But what does that look like between a guy, you know, two guys as their coordinator split time when you're going against a Texas Tech team that's very talented, though? We could all say, you know, they beat BYU twice. They lost to Arizona State earlier in the season. But how good are they? I think they're actually really good, and I'm interested for that matchup. Do I feel that, you know, Oregon is just going to outright blow them out the water? No, I think it's going to actually be a very, very physical game. So, you know, that goes into the Indiana question that you asked. Indiana has just, like, they are just very, very fundamentally sound and well-coached. You know, and in that game, you talk to Matty P, like, he's pissed off they gave up 13. You know, and there was a couple of plays in there. It was like, all right, that call was on me. That was actually the right call. But there was a, missed assignment, an MA. And, you know, they shouldn't have got that one run. That was a fit. And that's it, you know. And then you even go back and look at that Indiana game. I would say that was probably our floor offensively. And you still were there with multiple opportunities to win the football game. So, you know, I really don't know what Indiana's going to do. I feel confident in their coaching. I love the fundamentals that they have, but I don't know. So I think I'm honestly the best game of the tourney right now. Most intriguing one is that Texas Tech Oregon game.
Yeah, to see who gets on the other side of that and who gets to go play in that next round. As we check in with Schlegs here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Schlegs, we had Bob on earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, and Pat asked him an interesting question, and I'm going to re-ask the same question to you. How far do you think that 05 Ohio State team, if it would have been a 12-team playoff, if you guys would have got a chance and an opportunity to play in this sort of playoff tournament bracket-style competition, how do you think you guys would have fared in that season?
I know exactly what he said. He said we'd win it all, and I would agree. You know, I'll put it this. You know, it goes back to why we didn't like that Notre Dame necessarily got left out because they were the one team, like, I just felt watching them had kind of the makeup to be able to make a run because their defense got significantly better under a first-year D coordinator at Notre Dame and Chris Ash, who I coached with at Ohio State and in Jacksonville. And they got significantly better. They were running the football. They had a freshman quarterback that was getting better. They had a lot of those matchups, right, on their team that you look like, man, these guys could actually make a run at winning a national championship, and they're no longer in it. Same thing with us back in 05. We started to get hot. We had the Texas loss early in the season. A couple games later, we had the Penn State loss, and we're sitting there at 3-2. And then we kind of got rolling.
How many yards did you guys have in that Penn State game? Because Bob wanted me to ask you that.
He already knows. 170. I think it was 179 or 177 total yards given up, and we got beat 17-10. Yes, still bitter, you know. but that's why it's the ultimate team game, and you can't make mistakes when it's good on good. You just have to execute. You know, you don't got to necessarily change personnel and do this and that. I will say you got to keep 4-17 on the field. But quarterback sneak was a great play. God, just don't put your knee down. Same thing we talked about last year. Will Howard making an early slide, like you live and you learn and you get better. And, you know, I've been going to practice a couple times this week. Guys are sharp. It's very, very intentional. It's very, very fast. And I think they're going to be ready. I just don't like the lull that is the college football playoff. It is very, very easy. It is honestly solutions for institutions. I go back to us and COVID and the show and like what, you know, but like pre, like, what do we do? Just need a monster, a whiteboard, and you bump everything up to week zero. You play rivalry week before Thanksgiving. Play an extra conference game. That's fine. Make it 10 because you don't play everybody that's so big. Then you have the Army-Navy game after Thanksgiving. Everybody's just sitting on their couch anyways. Celebrate it then, and then make your championship weekend the first round of the playoffs to where now Ohio State could get two home games in that revenue. And then you go on and you play the other ones, and then you play the one before Christmas, then you have the semifinals that New Year's Day, which is primo, and then a week and a half later, championship game, then coaching hires, so they don't interrupt what is going on in the mission, then the portal in May. And that's it. It's solved. Easy money.
How easy was that? I mean, you just solved college football's problems, literally in like 42 seconds.
I mean, gosh, I've just been pounding the table for like, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Buddy, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us. Great.
Well, I got a question for you. Yeah. Who do you guys want the Buckeyes to face in Dallas, and why? Go.
I've got A&M simply because home field advantage for them tomorrow, and I don't trust Miami at all. I don't trust Carson Beck. Like, not a lick. I don't.
I think you want Miami just to avoid the home crowd.
But I know they did it against Texas last year.
But it was a more veteran team last year. I just want to make the path as easy as possible. Plus, I think if you get to Carson Beck and mess with his head, he's going to turn the ball over.
Who do you have, Schlegs?
I don't know. That's why I ask you guys. You guys are the ones that know.
Yeah, we're not experts at all.
You guys are the ones on the radio.
Buddy, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the football. Have a very Merry Christmas with the family, and we'll call again soon, okay?
Absolutely. Same to you guys. Go Bucks.
There he goes. Anthony Schlegel with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Tony Gerdeman, a Buckeye Huddle. He's going to join us. We'll break down all things Ohio State with us here in 2 minutes. It's the Buckeye Show on the...
Take your business to the next level? Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Method. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team. That's not all. Our experienced team provides insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at optimizedit.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
I love the neighborhood where I grew up, but it was tough.
Ohio State National Championship quarterback and former CareSource kid, Cardale Jones.
Football helped me find my direction, but I also needed the right support system. Seeing that CareSource heart around town, I just knew they had my back. That's the kind of difference they still make in neighborhoods like mine. This is so much more than health insurance. CareSource, today and always, trusted. Visit CareSource.com.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The only radio show that bleeds scarlet and gray. This is The Buckeye Show.
Hanging out with my guy Pat Murphy tonight. Thanks again for everybody for hopping on. You can always watch the show on YouTube, like and subscribe to the channel. All Live and Local is on there. Be hanging out. What do you think about the Buckeyes basketball game tomorrow, Pat, against North Carolina? So Seth Trimble is going to be available for the first time in 6 weeks for the Tar Heels.
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate the CBS Sports Classic now falls on this first round of the playoff because it just takes away from what has been a pretty good event for the Buckeyes over the years, all these teams, and now you are focused on football. A lot of, not every program, obviously North Carolina's not, but a lot of people are tuning in to football.
Well, they tried to be focused on it, and it didn't work out great for them.
No, it didn't.
At least this season.
No.
It's been bad.
It was real bad. I mean, they did almost climb their way into a bowl game, but...
Did they? I lost track after literally like the first few games. I'm like, I don't need to watch North Carolina anymore.
No, I didn't watch much, but I was aware of what was happening.
Yeah, I was too. On and off the field. Tony Gerdeman of Buckeye Huddle, he's going to join us maybe in a couple of minutes. I don't know. It's Friday night. People are out doing things. It's tough to get people in the 7:30 segment.
Gerd's probably at the bar, let's be honest.
You think?
No, definitely not.
I don't know where he's at.
Once upon a time, Gerd would be at the bar on a Friday and be like, oh,
he's
crap.
At home.
I have to go answer that phone call.
Just like you do sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
That's where the Beers and Buckeyes segment actually came from.
That really actually came from COVID, and Tim and I had nothing better to do. So he was just like, why don't I call you every Friday and we'll talk about what beer you're drinking at home?
Right.
And then it morphed into
your
where I
Friday
was
segment.
And, what I was doing. Yeah.
I did see this from Sam Kahn of The Athletic. How about this? He did a deep dive on the transfer rates for starters for the teams currently in the college football playoff. Can you take a guess as to who leads the college football playoff? Percentage number of starters. Which team, Pat, are current transfers on that team?
Miami?
Miami, no. Actually, okay. Miami's in the middle of the list at 54%. Ole Miss leads the college football playoff field. 66% of their starters are from the portal. Georgia is the lowest at 10%. Ohio State is number two behind them at 28%. Right now, we did find our guy. He is Tony Gerdeman, a Buckeye Huddle, as we head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Gerd, thanks for popping on. Where are you at? Pat said you were at the bar. Is that true or not?
If I say I was walking downstairs to grab a couple of beers, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That works.
It's your bar.
Yeah, getting ready for some college football playoff football, and see what happens tonight. I don't expect a lot of scoring, though.
How excited are you for this to get underway, Gerd? Because I know I was talking to Pat about it a little bit earlier. You guys didn't really get to experience this last year because Saturday took up your whole day over at the Horseshoe against Tennessee. So, like, everyone on the Ohio State beat is now just locked into the first round of the college football playoff games.
Yeah, it's a little unfortunate that there are two group of six teams in it. You know, we didn't get better games, but, you know, I'll take it. I like being home on Saturdays, watching some football for a change. That's why my favorite years are the years with the two bye weeks like we had this year.
Gerd was the one who actually pointed that out to me the first time when I was covering it, that there were two bye weeks. And I was like, you're right. This is the best that it could be for us. Gerd, not to deviate from the college football topic, but I've got you on the line. We've got Beam here. Mm-hmm. There's a big Chicago Bears game tomorrow. How are you feeling about this game against the Packers?
You know, I feel against the Packers. Yeah, I don't ever feel good against the Packers. It doesn't matter. This goes back to Don Majkowski and the advent of instant replay. Would be when you were like, you know, a babe in the woods. This goes back a long way. I don't like the Packers, and I never feel good about playing the Packers. So no, I don't have. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like grim death. Pat has been asking me that like every other segment. I'm like, no, I feel bad. I feel like they're going to lose that game tomorrow.
This was me yesterday on the line.
Yeah, I know it was you yesterday, and that's going to be us tomorrow as we check in with Tony Gerdeman of Buckeye Huddle here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Gerd, to you, what's top of mind as far as the Buckeyes are concerned now, a little under 2 weeks away from the next time we get to see them play in the Cotton Bowl against either Texas A&M or Miami?
You know, I guess just getting back on the right page offensively and making sure everything is, you know, situated and organized and coordinated well, and everybody's on the same page, getting this whole transition from Brian Hartline dealt with and clean, basically, and they've got time to get all of that done, because I don't think everything went as smoothly as it could have against Indiana. So you don't want to go into this next game only scoring 10 points. You're probably going to need two or three times that just to feel good about things. So I think offensively, you've got to figure out, you know, how things are to best operate and who's going to be doing the operating.
Gerd, the Cotton Bowl has become a familiar setting for us. As you think ahead to that game, what do you feel like is the better matchup for Ohio State, Texas A&M or Miami?
You know, it's interesting because I feel like Miami is the better team, but facing Texas A&M in the Cotton Bowl is maybe the more difficult situation. But if you just pare it down to the better teams and the fact that Ohio State fans will travel, and you know, they've done the facing a Texas team in Texas before, I think Texas A&M is the better matchup because they have a lesser offensive line. They've got, you know, a more questionable quarterback that if you can keep him contained, you can take advantage of some of his throws. So I think the better matchup is Texas A&M, albeit in the Cotton Bowl. And I still think that would be, I think back to the committee saying, well, we didn't want to give Ohio State Miami in Miami. And it's like, well, so the consolation is Texas A&M in the Cotton Bowl. And I don't know that that's any better. So, but I do think I respectfully, regrettably respect Miami a little bit.
So when you guys are talking about this, because Pat and I have been talking about it a lot tonight. I mean, you were down there last year, Gerd. There was a lot of burnt orange, but there was also a lot of scarlet in the stands. Do you think that Texas A&M, given this is the first time that they've gotten into the college football playoff, it's in their backyard like it was Texas. Like, are you anticipating more Texas A&M fans or a more hostile environment? Or is it just the fact that Ohio State has a younger team and could worry some Buckeye fans a little bit?
You know, you've got a point there with the Texas A&M having not been there before. Indiana was not at the Big Ten championship game before, and that was a very good Indiana crowd. So I think Texas A&M fans having the opportunity to finally spend some money in the playoffs and do it within a three and a half hour drive against an Ohio State. Yeah, they're going to do all they can to buy up all of those tickets. I don't know that they're going to have that opportunity, though. I've gone on record, not that anybody cares, but I am taking Miami in this one. And I feel a little bit more confident in Miami's ability to not make mistakes, which makes me sound like an idiot, frankly.
Well, since you're going on the record, who are your semifinalists and who do you have in the Natty?
Boy, I have not gone that far.
We'll go that far.
We're going to go.
Time to do it now.
Chalk it up, and then I don't see Indiana making it. So would that be Ohio State? But so then I guess you just got to take Texas Tech.
Oh, okay.
And that they feel like a little bit like, well, we still need to see them prove something. Just because you beat BYU twice in a year doesn't really do anything for me. And boy, are we going to see an Ohio State Indiana rematch? I think that's too convenient. So I'm going to go against that. And I guess I will just say Texas Tech against Ohio State.
What are you doing tomorrow leading up into the Bears-Packers game? Are you just watching college football all day long? Like, what is eating up your time in the angst that you're having leading into 8:20 tomorrow evening, Gerd?
Yeah, watching college football and probably running some errands, maybe doing some last-minute shopping. A full day as we await the winner of the Ohio State, the matchup that will determine who the Buckeyes will play. And then, you know, once we know that, then basically Cotton Bowl coverage can begin. And that's going to be a busy, I don't know, 8, 10, 11 days. I've not done the counting yet. I'm trying to avoid that as much as possible. But yes, that's the start of the work week once that game is over, basically.
Gerd, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us. Enjoy your Friday evening. Have a great Saturday tomorrow. Merry Christmas, and we'll check in again down the road, all right?
All the same to you guys.
There he goes. Tony Gerdeman, a Buckeye Huddle with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hashtag Buckeyes coming at you next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
We're the girthiest radio station in the history of radio. Uncomfortably girthy. This promo is uncomfortable. The Fan, Ohio's girth destination.
Picture it.
In Columbus, Town Properties just clinched the title of the largest residential property manager in Columbus, thanks to the Columbus Business Journal. With pride, we oversee 25,000-plus households in the Columbus metro area, ensuring fantastic places to call home. Whether you're on the hunt for an exceptional living space, a top-notch association management company, or a property manager for your multifamily portfolio. Visit our website at town-properties.com and let us elevate your living experience. Town Properties, always managing great places to live.
Picture it, your holiday table, the family cooking together, the scent of golden brown bread, rosemary from roasted potatoes, and a salad so crisp it snaps, spiced cider in every glass, laughter around every plate. At Kroger, we know these moments matter, and we make it easier to bring them to life with quality that's affordable in every aisle. This season, don't just host. Make every moment unforgettable. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeye fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. You'll receive all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Ohio State sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off select gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeyes MVP membership for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to upgrade or join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
What's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
I don't know.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. Call the plumbing, heating, and cooling technicians at the Waterworks and header today. Call 614-232-2222. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Final segment for us here on this Friday. Just want to let you know again that we here on the Buckeye Show, sponsored by our great friends over at CareSource and United Healthcare. Pat, see how closely you've been monitoring one Jerry Emig's emails. How many All-Americans has Ryan Day produced in his seven seasons at Ohio State? First team All-Americans. How many? How many do you think?
So he became the head coach in 2019.
Yes, this is his seventh year.
7 years. Let's go 23.
All right, 23. You are selling it a little bit short. It is 27.
Oh, okay.
First team All-Americans.
27 was the number I wore in soccer until I stopped wearing it.
Why didn't you just wear number 7?
Well, I did. And then when I... This is a silly story.
Well, go ahead.
Sure. I I wore 7 in middle school for David Beckham.
Yeah.
And then
great looking guy. Who wouldn't?
Yeah. I mean, look at us. We're the same. Yes. Same free kicks too.
Yeah.
But then when one of my club teams early high school, for some reason, they just gave the number 7, despite the fact that I was a returning player. They gave it to a new player.
Oh, the disrespect.
That is disrespectful.
So then I went to 27 because I also wore 20 when I was a kid because of Brian McBride.
Eddie George, 27.
Yes. It had nothing to do with that. And funny story, years later in college when I worked at the Soccer Plus up in Westerville, mm-hmm. We figured out one day they used to like scribble on the wall in the back, just like when you were on the phone, because they had cord phones back then. Mm-hmm. And there was like a little scribble there that was like, change this number to 27 Pat Murphy. And I was like, hey, that's me. And so, I wore 27 and that was a story no one cared about.
That is the exact number that Ryan Day has produced first team All-Americans. How did we get on the number 27? Patrick Murphy's old soccer jersey.
Yep, that's it.
I still have it. Do you?
Yeah.
Does it still fit? Of course it does. I don't even know
probably.
Why I asked that
question. I'll wear it next show we do together.
Okay, that all sounds right. good. That's going to be like after the new year, though.
That's
the
fine.
Next show we do together.
I'll have to try and remember, but...
Yeah, I'll send you a text.
Okay.
It'll be fine. When
no
are you,
yogis.
When are you, no, when are you leaving again for the Cotton Bowl?
27th.
All right, so you're leaving the 27th.
So is Adam King.
Yes, Adam King, but he arrives earlier in the day, so you guys are not on the same flight?
No, I think he said he gets there around 1. I get in at 2:40, so I'll just meet him down there. And it sounds like he has work to do. I don't know. I guess I'll have to start
myself. You're not going to have any work to do this Saturday down in Dallas that you get there.
Yeah.
You guys are just going to check into your hotel room and see what the city has to offer. The real question is, when is the media party?
That's a good question. I haven't seen a full schedule yet.
Okay.
I'm sure it's out there somewhere. I'll dig into that. But usually, unfortunately, they do it the night before the game.
Yeah.
Which
so New Year's Eve Eve.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, timing wise, there's not really another great time to do it. But also, like, you don't really want to be hungover at the game the next day, which is, you know, a battle you have to, an internal battle you have to take.
I guess so. I mean, even if the game's at 8 o'clock at night.
It's at 7 o'clock or 6:30 local time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's a big difference.
Yeah. But, you know, you got to get up. You got to do things. Get stuff ready.
Yeah.
Just, you know, if it was a day earlier. They also, the day before the game, they have that joint head coaching press conference, which nothing ever comes out of. And
well,
so,
no coach in their right mind is going to say anything.
Right.
Either about their team or the other team. That's going to give them late bulletin board material.
Right.
Like none.
I mean, they don't say even anything remotely useful. Like, I think it was the national championship. I just didn't go. Steve went. He covered it for us, but like I listened to it afterwards.
You did get that great picture of Ryan Day shaking Marcus Freeman's hand, and it looked like Ryan Day was hellbent on like throwing Marcus through a table in that picture.
I doubt he was going to do that.
No,
I assume they are
the
cordial.
Look in his eye, though. The look in his eye told me everything I needed to know about that.
You know what I did instead of going to that press conference?
Slept in?
No, I went and watched Manchester United lose at the United Bar in Atlanta, which I get there. And I'd been there before.
Mm-hmm.
I sit down at a table. Nice lady comes over, asks me if I need anything. I'm like, yeah, can I get a beer? And, you know, whatever, I was ordering food. She's like, oh, it's Sunday. We're not allowed to serve beer on Sundays. And I was like, I have to sit here and watch this team, this bad football team, European football, without a beer?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Why are you guys even open?
Yeah, I don't get it.
We went to a Bears game a couple of years back. By a couple of years, I mean 2018 is when we went. So
7 years back.
7 years back.
That was before Ryan Day was getting All-Americans.
Yes, that's true. If we're going to play that, before his 27 All-Americans even came up. And there's a bar in Chicago, and you pay $10, and you go to the bar, and then they like have basically a school bus. Like that, you pay $10, and you get in the door, and the school bus like takes you down to Soldier Field, and it's like, you know, you get a couple of beers on the way in. I'm like, that's great. It's better than paying for parking or taking an Uber. It's a pain in the butt to get there if you've ever been there before. Like, it's a mess. So anyways, we walk into this bar. It's an 11 or a noon start. It was a 1 o'clock game, but a noon start on Central Time. And we get there. We get to this place at like, I don't know, 10 a.m. maybe 9 a.m. Whatever it was, and everyone was just waiting because I think they don't start serving like alcohol until maybe 10.
Yes.
And we got there at 9, and everyone's just looking at the clock.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it hit 10 o'clock, like they had already taken all the orders for everyone in the bar, in the pub, and they had already poured everything out. they just are not able to serve it. So as soon as it hit, whatever time it is, I think it was 10 a.m. like local time, like immediately upon it being 10:00, they just straight up like brought it to everyone's table. It was a masterclass in performance.
I had a similar experience in Chicago. I think it was 2021. We were there and there was also a Manchester United game. We went to the bar and it was the same thing. It was about halftime when they could start serving, and they went around and did it exactly like that. They took everybody's order. Like, you could see it was just sitting right there.
Amazing.
I'm not going to tell anybody.
Can't do it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I've never understood those laws, but, you know, whatever you got to do.
Before we get out of here today, our fan poll at 971thefan.com or on X at 971thefan. Which team do you hope the Buckeyes face in their first playoff game? That being the Cotton Bowl, New Year's Eve, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 Central Time, as Pat will make that note. A&M, Miami, or either. Listen, I know that Reimer, when he was in here a couple of weeks ago, got a little bit nervous about whoever's going to win this matchup and yada, 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 whatever. You're going to have to beat good teams. No matter what the circumstances is, if you want to win a national championship. And I don't think that Ohio State inside of that building, now we can all yell until we're blue in the face about what's the better matchup. Do you want to play A&M down in Dallas? It's home field advantage. Or do you want to play Miami? They're a more dangerous team. Like, what do you want to do? I don't think anybody inside of the Woody cares one lick about who they're playing. Now, they will be locked in, obviously, to who they are going to be playing tomorrow at noon. That doesn't matter to me. I don't prefer one team one way or the other. I think they both have their flaws. They're both in the playoffs for a reason. They are both very good. They can get hot. They can beat anyone. But as far as like preferred choice, I don't really have one. Do you?
No. I think from a Buckeye standpoint, like we were saying earlier, like it makes sense to want Miami just because of the location, like we were talking about. But no, I think either way, I would pick Ohio State to win that game. I think the Buckeyes are the best team in the country, second best team in the country, if you want to give Indiana their flowers for what they did head-to-head.
Yes, they undefeated, Big Ten champs.
Which I think is fair. But, I don't know. I don't think it matters at that point. I think as you look further down the bracket, like, would you like Georgia to get upset? That wouldn't be the worst thing.
I think that you would be okay.
I'll take that.
Who would they be getting
with Tulane,
upset by?
Tulane upset, double upset, get Tulane in the semifinal?
Yeah, that would be okay. But then that also means that they beat Ole Miss and Georgia, so they've knocked down some big dogs.
Yeah. That run usually ends.
Yeah, it usually does at some point. Pat, I had a great time with you. Have fun next week. All right, I'm off next week. Have a Merry Christmas if
you
I don't
too.
Talk to you. I'm sure I'll actually be talking to you tomorrow, or I'll be texting you later on tonight.
You'll come watch Manchester United on Sunday.
I don't know about that. Everyone have an awesome weekend. Something else is up next on The Fan.
Common Man, a radio veteran, has a large hemorrhoid. Timmy Hall, a good clean boy. Moonlight, says man's hemorrhoid. Common Man and Timmy.
Weekdays at 3.
The Fan.
The sun is on, and there's no better way to get in the spirit of the season than with a new Toyota. Like the family-size Highlander and the bigger, more powerful Grand Highlander. Now through January 5th, you can get 4.75 APR financing on any remaining new 25 Highlander or Grand Highlander, including hybrid models, with approved credit through TFS. Plus, you get Toyota Care 2 years no-cost maintenance. For complete details, go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, 2-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the field.
That's why Encova Insurance is prepared for what's next and protects what matters most to you. With independent insurance agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova Insurance is an easy win for your peace of mind. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you.